any given week. It's an adage that's a part of football culture. Last Friday, the mantra was evident in southwestern Iowa as the Pella Christian football team pulled off one of the biggest upsets in the state this season.
Here we go. Three receivers right, two to the left for Baumgart. He's looking. He's looking. He's stepping up.
Oh,
and the Eagles sack him at the 30.
Oh, my goodness. They sacked
him. The Eagles have done it. They got the stop they needed. They've got the ball at the 30. And all they got to do is get at least, I think, just one first down. I don't even think they need that necessarily.
After defeating Albia in the regular season finale to earn the fourth and final playoff spot in Class 2A District 7, the Eagles were tasked with making the nearly three-hour road trip to take on Clarinda, the top seed from District 8. Despite going in as the underdogs, senior quarterback Brecken Ritzert said that there was optimism within the program that they could avoid a one-and-done postseason trip.
We just had to have that confidence that saying, like, yeah, who cares about our record? We're a good team. We're gonna have to bring it to whoever we play because we know we're going to be the underdogs. And honestly, yeah, we brought it. Didn't really show it in that first half, but like Coach Keck says a lot, like, it's just the game of inches. In that first half, man, we were so close to a whole lot. But, I mean, yeah, that week leading up, just a lot of work, just like we do every week, knowing that, hey, we got to work our stuff. We got to get ready for what they're going to bring to the table, and we just got to execute on things that we do best.
Like Brecken said, while that belief existed, things got off on the wrong foot for the Eagles. Clarinda jumped out to a 21-0 lead in the first half. While they had dug themselves a hole, Pella Christian felt they were just a few inches in place from the game being different. Senior running back Landon Nunakova knew that he was close to breaking some big plays.
In the first half, I was tripping over feet, just missing it by half a second. I knew that they were going to trust me, and then they were going to give me the ball, and I knew I had to make something happen out of it. Just proving to the team that no matter what happens, we can still make it happen. And just praying and putting my head down and going to work and just knowing that our team can do this.
Out of the half, the Eagles immediately began to turn some of those near misses into game-changing plays as Nunakovan began the third quarter with an 80-yard touchdown run.
I saw the hole and I knew I had to make something happen. It was my chance. It was my opportunity. I couldn't let it slip. You see it and you go, you make a move. I only had to make a move on one guy and it was off to the races. And just knowing that you have to put it to the floor, I mean, you can't let a guy catch you. But even though it was a morale booster for me as well as the team, just being able to see that happen just really, really helped me out after that first half.
After Nunakovan cut the deficit to 21-7, the Eagles began to chip away. With Clarinda pulling back ahead by 17 two drives later, Pella Christian called senior wide receiver Caleb Volk's number. Volk, who had nearly had a touchdown reception in the first half, said that the coaches and Brecken did a good job boosting his confidence during halftime, telling him to be ready out of the break.
Coach Ben talked to me right after halftime and said, "We trust you. We're going to keep coming back to you." And that was huge for me. Brecken said the same thing. Coach Kack said the same thing. Coach Kack said a lot about missing by inches. And we really didn't miss by inches because it hit me in the hands. He was right where it needed to be. So I take the fault for that. So I think coming back to it when we knew it was there was huge. Not the fact that the play didn't work. It was the fact that we made a mistake and we can come back and run the same play.
Looking to pull within 10 before the start of the fourth quarter, Volk got the call. On the final drive of the third quarter, Ritzer found Volk for a 38-yard pass on 3rd and 9 to keep the drive alive. On the very next play, the Eagles moved Volk from his slot wide receiver spot to the outside, and the duo connected again for another 38-yard pass, this time finding the end zone to make the score 24-14. Caleb, who stands at just 5'11", said that he expected the ball to go to 6'5" Gilbert Flagel on the opposite side of the field, but added that he was ready to make the play.
And I like to joke with Gilbert that I was born to be an outside receiver with my extreme height. So I run my route and I'm expecting it to go to Gilbert because he's the outside guy. He throws it up to him. He throws it to me. And I'm thinking, let's go. I'm going to go get this ball. And I ended up making a great over the shoulder catch. Really good defense on that play, honestly, but a really good throw.
After the offense made it a two-score game, the Eagles defense then stepped up to force a three and out, setting up the special teams unit. In the first half, Clarinda punted just one time and ultimately got the ball back after Nunakovan was unable to catch it. Landon said that it was disappointed to have that happen, but that he wasn't going to let it affect him for the next one.
Yeah, it really hurts dropping a punt. I mean, it just, you let your team down, and when they trust you, you can't let them down. But something I told myself is that first punt return, I was going to fair catch it, and I told myself I was not going to do that again. I was going to make something happen out of the play that they gave me. So
all season, Pella Christian had been talking about getting Nunakovic a punt return touchdown, and on his second and only other opportunity on the night, Landon and the Eagles made it happen.
All season long, they've been hoping for one to be returned. Let's see if we can get this one.
You better come up a little bit because it's not going that far.
Yeah, right? I just say DeAnda's all line drives all night. Nunakovic does catch it, makes one guy miss, makes another guy miss. He's at the 45. He's at midfield. He's at the 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
No flags.
I called it. Landon Nunakovic returns the punt for a touchdown, and the Eagles are within a score, 24-20.
My first thought was I thought I messed up. I thought I made the wrong decision. I should have fair catched it and got us good field position, but I chose not to, and overall it was a good decision because I ended up, getting that 70-yard punt return touchdown. But I know I've made punt return touchdowns in the past. I know I can do it. My team trusts me. They know I'm a good returner. I had blockers in front of me, so trusting those guys too. The team's on my back at that point. I knew I had to make something happen.
While the Eagles had the momentum, it began to shift back in Clarinda's favor as they got the ball inside the Pella Christian 5-yard line with just under 4 minutes to play. With their backs against the wall, the Eagles' defense came through again, forcing a fumble that they recovered at the 6-yard line with 3:12 remaining in the contest. Richard said that he was confident they could go down the field and get the score they needed to take the lead.
I mean, we practice it every week. We have a 2-minute drill that we have certain plays that we want to run to get down the field and get those yards that we need. So coming out of that break and coming into the offensive side, we just knew that we had to accomplish our offensive game and then accomplish those plays that we needed to get done. And honestly, that first play, you know, it didn't go the way we wanted it, but flush it, we got a whole bunch of more plays in our playbook to call. And
after an incomplete pass on first down, Ritzer gave the Pella Christian offense its fourth big play of the night, giving the Eagles their first lead at 27-24.
Ritzer going to keep it up the middle on the run. He's got space. He's across the 25-30. He's in midfield. He's got a couple men to beat. He's at the 35.
Oh,
at the 25-20. 10-5. Touchdown. Brecken Ritzer. The Eagles have stormed all the way back.
94 yards.
Unbelievable.
It was a good run play. When I snapped the ball, we had linebackers coming through the line of scrimmage, and that defensive end crashed, and thankfully, they all went for Landon. So, I read that well, pulled it, and like I said earlier with that power run that he had at a half, man, there was no one in that line of scrimmage, linebackers area. There was just no one. And so, man, it was just a takeoff. Felt like I was on a track at that point, but it was just going up the middle. But then, you see those corners on the outsides. And, I was kind of zigzagging back and forth, but I just didn't want to get caught by them. And that's what my biggest fear was just getting caught from behind.
From there, the defense came through with another big stop, and the Eagles were able to run out the clock to secure the come-from-behind upset victory, which both Ritzer and Volk said was a surreal feeling.
The amount of work that we've put in just paid off, and there's just no better feeling. Like, it's just no better feeling than coming ahead, being down 21, and getting those points on the board when needed most.
I've never given so many hugs in my life for that last minute of that game, and it was just such a blessing.
Keeping their season alive, Pella Christian now gets a chance to avenge their early season loss to PCM in the second round of the playoffs, something Volk says they're looking forward to.
Everyone says the game's not over till it's over, but until you actually experience it, it's different. You realize anything can happen. This isn't a 4-seed and a 1-seed going at it. This is two good football teams in the playoffs. And playoffs, anything can happen.
Bringing you this player profile on three of the key contributors in Pella Christian's comeback upset win over Clarinda last week, I'm Tyler Crabb.